The 7th Annual United by Sacrifice Concert coming up May 28th. That's Sunday of Memorial Weekend. This year's headliner, his debut album released 40 years ago. Big body of hits since then. Welcome to the show, Eddie Money.
Timmy, how you doing, baby? Good to hear your voice. How about you? How's it been doing at Wheels over there, right?
We're keeping it rocking and rolling and looking forward to a great summer of concerts and while we're on that subject, I got to say, you've been the guy to open the season at DTE Energy Music Theater for how many years in a row now?
I can't believe it. But when you got people like Grand Funk Railroad coming to your show, or Kid Rock, or Bob Seger, or Aretha Franklin, I mean, we got so many great... You know, Michigan has always been my best market. I can't believe it. No. It's just it's a great state for me, and blue-collar rock and roll, like, you know, like Mitch Ryder with the Detroit Wheels. And I don't know, it's just great. I mean, you know, got a lot of beautiful girls in that town, and it's just a great state to rock and roll. There's no doubt about that.
And it's no secret that you're a Motown fan.
Yeah.
You know, that cover of Smokey Robinson's tune, I think, is an excellent cover version of that song.
You know, I tell you, I read it to Smokey. He said he likes my version better than the Beatles. I said, well, Smokey, I had to tell you, but I like my version better than yours.
Now, let's talk about this show coming up on Sunday, the 28th, United by Sacrifice up in Coleman. They've got a beautiful memorial there, and I know you are a veteran of the New York City Police Department, 2 or 3 years of service, correct?
Yeah, I was on the job for a year or two, and my brother was in Vietnam, and of course, I got a couple of my nephews that are on the police department right now, and, you know, we've always been kind of a civil service kind of family. You know, my dad was a cop, my grandfather was a cop, you know. Well, my uncles were cops, you know. Now I'm in traffic school with everybody else.
You're no stranger to what it's like for the families, for those who serve. In fact, your Pets for Vets. Can we talk about that for a bit?
I met this wounded veteran, and he said to me, Toby, go get me my cell phone. So this little dog, this little beagle, ran over to his wife's purse, opened up the purse with his mouth, and brought him back the cell phone. He said, Toby, this is Lorraine's cell phone, which is his wife. She says, I want my cell phone. The dog went back and brought him back the right cell phone. I said, this is incredible. This got to be on TV. He said, Eddie, it's been on TV. But, I mean, we do what we can for the vets. You know, you see these kids in the wheelchairs coming back from the Iraq and all over the country that have served our country that are not doing that well, you know, due to, you know, misfortunes of war. So I do what I can, everything I can to help these veterans out. And we do Pets for Vets, and I help the Wounded Warriors out. And I'm putting a new record out, and I've got a song called One More Soldier Coming Home. And a lot of the proceeds from my new album, which is going to be a great record, is going to go to the Wounded Veterans. So I think it's a good idea. I can sleep good at night because I feel like I'm taking care of people.
Eddie, that's a great way to pay it forward. Now, after the shows, I've seen you sit down at the merch table and sign autographs and pose for pictures for an hour or two sometimes till everybody that stood in line got something that they wanted from the money man.
If you don't take care of your fans, what good are you? You know, every time I jump on a plane, the stewardess know who I am. I get off the plane, this pilot wants to say hi to me. Then I get out there and everybody's got cell phones. I should be glad I have the opportunity to make so many people happy. We had 2 tickets to Paradise, Baby Hold On, Take Me Home Tonight, Make Him Love, Give Me Some Water, Walk on Water, Shaking. I mean, you know, it's really great that the old man upstairs has blessed me with all these hits. My voice is in great shape because I quit smoking cigarettes. I quit drinking. It's kind of like Live from Betty Ford. It's the Eddie Money Show. But, you know, I tell everybody I quit drinking. Everybody's happy but me. But the shows are going great. My kids have got a good career ahead of them. My wife still loves me, so I'm okay. Yeah.
Well, could you have imagined 40 years ago upon the release of your debut album that 40 years later you'd still be out there doing this?
Well, you know what? What else am I going to be doing it? If I wasn't famous, I'd be doing it in a cover band in Long Island. I'd still be doing it because I've always been a lead singer in a rock band. I found out the best way to date the cheerleaders, if you're too skinny to play football, is be in the rock band in high school. And that's what I was. I was in the Great Giraffe, which was a rock band in high school. Music's a lot of fun, and it makes people happy.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Eddie Money, the headliner for the 7th Annual United by Sacrifice Concert happening the Sunday of Memorial Weekend. 40 years of touring, Eddie. What's different between 40 years ago and now?
You go to the airport to check in, you know, you got that TSA, and the lines are really incredibly long at the airports. But, you know, you got to make sure that people are safe, you know, after 9/11 and things like that. But, I mean, traveling is a little bit more difficult these days. But, you know, I'll tell you, I'm having a good time. You know, I'm in pretty good shape. You know, I go bike riding with the wife, which is a pain in the neck, but, you know, I mean, she's got me on the treadmill and all this other stuff. But, I mean, I feel really good about myself, and my kids are doing well. My in-laws are still alive. So, I mean, I'm having a good year, you know?
Now, your touring band these days is largely a family affair, isn't it?
Yeah, I got my son playing rhythm guitar with me, but Jessica comes out and does all the hard harmonies. And she looks terrific on stage, and everybody really loves a little Jesse Money, and that's a lot of fun. But actually, I got Tommy Gervin on lead guitar again, my guitar player for 32 years. I got my original drummer back on drums. But, I mean, I go out with the kids, but I'd really rather go out with the Eddie Money Band because, you know, we can do songs like Life for the Taking and Call on Me and Big Crash. I mean, I had so many hits, I can't turn around and teach the kids all the hits. There's just too many of them, you know? But if you get the original Eddie Money Band, then you know all the stuff, you know, which is really great. We can pull anything out of the hat and it'll sound right, really great, you know?
Well, the thing is, and I'm sure you're well aware of it, is when people come out to the show, of course they want to hear the hits. There is a catalog of music there that I think a lot of people largely forget about, the lesser-known songs that
right.
Once upon a time were played on the radio, but they may not have hit the top of the charts, but
still
great songs.
Yeah, songs like Give Me Some Water or Trinidad. Trinidad's a big hit, too, you know.
Oh, that's actually one of my personal favorites.
Yeah. So we always have Trinidad in the show because everybody loves it. I can't take that song out of the show. People are crazy about it. Just like they really, like, really got a hold of me. I put that in the show, too, and they want to hear Walk on Water. They want to hear Give Me Some Water. You know, you got to give them what they want. You got to make sure everybody gets their money's worth, you know?
Now, from your career, is there a standout record, you know, a record that just stands out for you?
That Unplugged record was a great record. I always loved that. We got that song, Can You Fall in Love Again? What a great album that was. That was so much fun. Because it didn't do really well on the charts, but then again, none of the Unplugged records did great on the charts, but it really is a fun record. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, my daughter was really little when that was new, and I remember she was maybe 1.5, 2 years old. We'd be driving around in the car, and she'd be in the back seat singing Two Tickets to Paradise. And
isn't that amazing? Isn't that incredible? You know, it's you know, one of the greatest parts about being famous is not that it's a pain in the neck, but that, you know, you bring a lot of joy to a lot of people, just like me listening to the Beatles or the Rolling Stones or the Young Rascals. You know what I mean? You know, then you're losing people every year. You lost, like, Glenn Frey passed away. And Prince passed away, and David Bowie passed away. I mean, it's tragic that you're going to lose all these great stars, and I feel very lucky that, Jimmy Jameson, from who was a very good buddy of mine, from Survivor, passed away. I feel very lucky that, you know, I got my health, my voice sounds good. I got on the scale at the doctor's office the other day. I said, what are you bitching about? Look at all the weight I'm losing. He said to me, put your other heel down.
Now, the thing is what's all in common there is all of these musicians that we've lost and those that are still here, the music that stood the test of time has touched a lot of hearts along the way.
You're so right, Jimmy.
I have to bring this up, but there was a TV commercial you did a few years ago. You know the one I'm talking about.
You're talking about the Geico commercial, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. The first time I saw that, I thought, what a brilliant idea.
I know. It was a good commercial. It was a lot of fun to do, and it brought me in a lot of fans. You know, that was up for the commercial of the year. I'm glad it didn't win because it's nice to be back in the limelight again. But everybody, you've got people recognize you. And, even when I go shopping, I'm saying hi to grandmothers, and all of a sudden all these kids that know who I am because their parents listen to me in the car. It's amazing.
Well, there you go. 40 years since the release of the debut album, and now you're talking about a multi-generational audience when you go out on the road.
Yeah, not only that, we got a new record coming out, and I got a song called It's a Brand New Day with Waddy Wattell on guitar. Now, Waddy Wattell is out there playing with Stevie Nicks right now, and he just finished playing with Joe Walsh, and he played with Keith Richards on the Fabulous Winehouse record. So I got a couple of songs with him on guitar, and I'm very excited about the new record I put together, and it's going to be with the song One More Soldier Coming Home, a song about the troops. So I feel like I'm helping the Pets for Vets, I'm helping these dogs out, I'm helping the troops out. I mean, I feel like if the kids are in jail and they're not in a rehab, I'm having a good month.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Eddie Money. He's headlining the 7th annual United by Sacrifice concert in Coleman, Michigan. Sunday, Memorial Weekend, that would be the 28th. Anything else to add today, Eddie?
Just tell everybody to come down and do some shaking with the Money Man. And I love Wheels 104.5. You guys have always been in my corner. And Tim, have a fabulous day. And I want to say hi to Rebecca, to Tony, and to Pizza Face. Now, Pizza Face, he's, you know, he doesn't have the world's greatest complexion, but he does great Jimi Hendrix. So I just think they listen to Wheels, and I wanted to give him a shout-out. Tim, thanks so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. Definitely, that's going to be Coleman, May 28th at Veterans Memorial Park. Come down and do some shaking with the money, man.